Most prostate cancer treatments cause some, and this is a serious set of side effects, cause urinary control problems, erectile dysfunction, and reduced sex drive. One of my major themes is going to be that this disease, which I'll talk about for probably the next 20 minutes, prostate cancer, affects not just the men, but their partners. Considering these side effects, these ones stress patients directly and their partners indirectly. And in that sense, prostate cancer is a couple's disease. And I will stress the point of its importance on the partners and not just the patients. So what are some prehabilitative strategies that we have within the prostate cancer community? One of the major problems for men who go for surgery is urinary incontinence after the surgery. And it turns out there are exercises that the men can do to strengthen the muscles that control urinary flow. They're called Kegel exercises. And one thing that has been shown to be effective is preemptive, that is to be prehabilitative, Kegel exercise programs. So one of them, and we are developing this in Vancouver, but there are other places that have this, preemptive pelvic floor physiotherapy, which teaches men how to do Kegel exercises correctly before surgery, since some research has shown, it was a 2007 review, that practicing the exercises before prostate cancer surgery may hasten recovery of urinary continence after surgery. And we offer this as a group program. We have information classes and individual consults with specialists who use biofeedback to make sure that the patients are doing these exercises correctly. So this is one prehab program that I'm familiar with and we're developing in Vancouver. What about the psychological interventions? What can we do in terms of dealing with anxiety about cancer and so forth in the prehabilitative model? So here's a quote from that review article on cancer prehab that I mentioned early, and it's I couldn't state it better, but it's referring to data that's mentioned at the bottom. Psychosocial support immediately after diagnosis and before treatment begins may improve outcomes. There's a cautionary may. The long-term data are not in, but on the short-term basis, it is clear that to wait till a patient's had treatment and is distressed is too late. If we get in there early, we can help them, at least in the immediate time, to reduce anxiety. Patients who receive stress management programs had significantly less mood disturbance during the preoperative waiting period and significant increases in intriguing paper, significantly increasing immune parameters after surgery. They were basically, in a general sense, healthier for having had some support, some psychological support before their treatments when they came away from treatment. And those data that are cited by Silva and Baima are actually from the paper from Cohen et al. At the bottom there.